Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Rodney?
This is.
Hi, Rodney. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and yourself?
I'm wonderful too. I'm blessed, and it's Friday, so life is good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus,
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
yet
Amen.
another
Oh,
day.
you
Yeah,
must be a
'cause God
believer
don't make.
too. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, God don't make bad days. People do.
Right, very true. That's
If
right. I
God
love
made
it.
it, it's a good day. Yeah, God don't
Yep.
make bad days. They're all good.
Exactly, because even on the bad days, there's a purpose for it, and he's showing us something, right?
It's a lot better than being worm food.
Yep, I agree. Oh, that's so neat. I feel like we're kindred spirits already. So it's definitely a pleasure to meet you, Rodney. And I know that
Likewise.
you, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So, you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So, do you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing?
No, I guess basically when someone's looking for services that my company provides, I'll pop up, on the first page rather than the last page, and hopefully that will strum up extra business for me. I just was explaining to her that fortunate me, I am a child of God, and He's provided for me very well, and I treat everyone the way that I want to be treated. So I have word of mouth advertisement, and I stay very
Nice.
busy with just that. And I,
Yes.
really don't need other sources, but there's a reason why you called me. So God puts people in your life and places. So when He talks, I listen.
For a
And
reason,
so
yep.
that's why I didn't disregard her call, and I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And I just recently signed on to Angie's list for the same reason. I don't need Angie's, but for some reason they reached out to me. So I listened to them and I said, "Hey, I'll give it a try. We'll see what happens." And I've got several jobs, but not that I needed it, but I'm
Yep.
willing to listen to what you got to say, and hopefully this is another calling from God. I don't, not hopefully, I think it is for sure.
Yes, I agree. God makes those divine appointments, and it's so neat because we haven't even seen a position of this magnitude available in the Cincinnati area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page of Google where that high
Right.
revenue is generated, right? So the beauty of this program or the main benefit for you is definitely within the exclusivity, meaning that the position
Right.
just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah,
Yep,
absolutely.
of course. Yeah, because that's going to maximize the jobs that come to Property Services Unlimited, you know?
Right.
Now, price-wise, I can do something very special for you since you're still under 5 years as a business, as I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones? Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay, now Do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that set up yet, Rodney?
We don't. I'm so old school. I'm handshake, but yeah, my son's been all over me about it. We're starting a Facebook business Facebook now. We have a Google page where they can go and put reviews, which we have all 5-star good reviews. Same thing with Andy's, everything. Even 4.2, which is not by my, you know, it's everybody else's review. You know, they're all 5-star reviews, and I don't have any Better Business Bureau bad reviews. Everything I've got, like I said, God is great, and everything's been wonderful. But no, we don't have it set up yet as far as a business Facebook. I've just not been a big social media person. Like, I don't know. But I guess you do need to these days. My son finally taught me into, I'm going to get a business Facebook.
Your son is right, and here's why. You have an impeccable 5-star rating. You have a huge word-of-mouth chain, you know, and that tells me that you provide a quality service, right? Plus, you're a man of God, so you're a man of ethics, so you'll be fair with pricing and whatnot, and that speaks mm-hmm. volumes, right? So with that being said, let's say that I'm new to your area and I need your service, and I happen to come across a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you, then absolutely I'm going to hire you, because that's word of mouth and that's the highest recommendation you can get. But let's say that I don't have a personal connection like that. What I'm going to do is just type into the computer what it is that I need, and this way you're still going to show up on top. You know, that's what Google is, in essence, is the number one word of mouth provider.
And that's what he was saying. And then when people that don't know you can see the reviews of people that put stuff about you that do know you, and that makes them comfortable. And then when they see you're part of the Better Business Bureau and you haven't had any, you know, and then they see Google reviews, and then they see Facebook reviews, and then they see your Angie reviews, and you got all five. He's like, they're going to feel so comfortable they want to give you, you know, and everybody's talking about how great of a price you are and how you went above and beyond, because my company slogan is next level services. If we're just like everybody else, then we're just like everybody else. But if we go above and beyond, then we're going above and beyond. And I was taught at an early age, you treat people the way you want to be treated. So I just have carried that on as a kid. You know, I just treat people just like I want to be treated, you know, fair.
Yep, the golden rule. The golden rule.
I try to have a good, clear, cute line of communication in my marriage, in my contract. If, you know, I go to every single job, I talk to every single client. I don't just send bids and collect money. I mean, I'm involved in every job. I go out and talk to every client. I make sure we're all on the same page. If there's a change, if there's a delay, I let them know about it. I mean, there's communication from beginning to end on the timeline I think it's going to take, if there's going to be a delay, if we're ahead of schedule, behind schedule. It's all that matters, you know? And I don't know.
That's very important. That's good that you're hands-on like that, because a lot of contractors these days aren't, you know, a week turns into a month and a month turns into 2 months.
And,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's very terrible. So I love that you have open communication. And the reason I was asking you about the business Facebook and the website and whatnot is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google does allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So if your son already got the business Facebook up and running, that's fine. We'll use that to run the ads on. If not, we'll create the business Facebook page for you. It's not a problem.
Okay.
But
that'd be great. I haven't created one yet. So
good. Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
I know nothing about that kind of stuff. I'm so bad with technology. I got an iPhone, and like I said, I can text and do Google, ask Siri for this, for that, but I'm not a big technical person. I mean, I'm hands-on, good with my hands, good with what God gave me. But as far as all that fancy stuff, my son, on the other hand, these kids these days, Yeah.
How old is he?
You know, he's 23 and he works for P&G. He runs half the plant down here in St. Bernard. He's like a master. He's the youngest employee they ever hired in the union down there. He scored the highest they ever had in the history of P&G on their aptitude. And I don't know if you know anything about P&G's test that they give, but it's questions that I can't even fathom. They show you pictures of crazy shapes and ask you what you see type stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. And he literally, highest score they've ever had in the history is what my son scored. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But yeah, he works down there at P&G. He's so smart. He taught his math class in Loveland from ninth grade to graduation. And, he's phenomenal. I'm super proud of him.
You raised a smart cookie. That's great. Is he a believer too?
Oh, absolutely. All of them. They all love him.
Oh, on fire. Oh, that's great. That's so cool. I love it. That's what they say. You raise them in the Lord and they grow up and they don't depart from it, you know? So it's so great.
That kid, he's something. He put 12% of his check into, savings and, he's got Roth IRAs. He knows if he don't get any more raises and the union don't do anything, he's going to retire with $4.8 million. And if he, you know, sends this extra payment, he'll have his house paid. He bought his first house at 20 all by himself. I mean, he's engaged, not married, but she struggles with type 1 diabetes, a very rare type 1 diabetes, by the way.
Oh,
and
I see.
She's not even able to work, but he's been there side by side, you know, taking care of her. And God love him. But anyways, yeah, he's a tremendous young man. He really is phenomenal. All my kids are, really. But
it's so beautiful.
He's such a guy.
I love that. His name is Dalton, you said?
I named him after Patrick Swayze off the movie Roadhouse.
That's a cool name, Dalton. I don't hear that often. That's really cool. So, but you can tell him, don't worry, we'll create the business Facebook page for you, and we'll also give you a detailed tracking system. So you're going to be able to see the new clients you receive from Google. You'll see which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll even be able to see which keywords they typed in to find you and which zip codes they're coming from. So being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right? Yeah, you're going to love it, Rodney. Yeah, and I'm going to try to get a website included for you, too, because it's 2024, and I figure you need the site anyway. So typically we charge a little extra, but I'm going to send a message to my supervisor and explain the situation, and I'll get a reply probably within the next couple of minutes, so I'll know if they're approving that or not. So while I wait, what is your last name, Rodney?
Well, I really appreciate it. When God talks, you listen. That's what I said. You don't disregard people and phone calls. You just got to keep your ears open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Some people are so close-minded, they just don't pay attention. But my last name's Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
Yeah, I want to tell you, a lot of times when I'm at a crossroad, I always pray, Lord, if it's your will, open the door. And then he does. But I also have to recognize that when he opens the door, I have to walk through it, you know. Sometimes people see an open door and they just ignore it, you know. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about. So what's your email address, Rodney?
It's I'm going to give you my company one instead of my personal. You drive
sure.
me. Sorry, we're leaving the service call. I'm going to let him drive so I can finish talking to you. We're actually at a job now. It's
okay.
propertyservices.go@gmail.com.
So propertyservices.go@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
I'm actually, no, the ones that's on my truck's my CEO's number because I'm so busy. I got so many calls already coming to me. If you could put 513-846-5457.
And what is your CEO's name? I'll put him on here as an authorized user, too. That way, if he ever wants to call in and make updates, he'll be authorized, too.
Yes, yeah, he'll be the one doing that. And he is more technical than me. His
okay.
name's James Phillips.
James Phillips. Got it. Okay. CEO is authorized on this account. And then... And I'm going to put his phone number, too, as a side note. Is that 513-846-5457. Now, is he the one that created your Google business page? Because I see his phone number is on that as well.
Yeah, he is. He's, like I said, he's more, he did the Google page, and I was going to try to have him help me do a web page at some point. But, like I said,
aww.
We and he's actually my stepson. So he's
oh,
not the one I was
me.
Talking about, PNG. So he's my stepson. But yeah, he works for me too. But, my real son,
okay.
well, they're both my real sons, but anyhow, Dalton
yep.
that I was talking about that works at PNG, he's
very ambitious.
But,
okay. So, I will, I'm going to just ask you because on the Google business page, there's an address of 4627 Carlin Drive. But on
yeah.
the on your business profile, there's a Fields Air Toll Road, 7927.
Yeah.
So which is the correct business address, or does it not matter?
What it is the one on Fields Air Toll is my home address, and that's where I have all my mail go to because I hate checking the mailbox over at the business. It's in a cluster of mailboxes, and I always forget to check it. So I have all my business mail come to my house. And the 4627B Carlin is the physical location of my business. It's where my building, it's where all my trucks are, it's where the actual property services is. The Phil Dirtle address is my home. But
got
that's
it.
Where
okay.
I have all my mail, that's where I have my mail go.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, normally I would recommend using the home address for the verification, and then it could be hidden
right.
since that's where you check mail. But since you already have a published Google listing under the Carlin Drive, which is the correct business address, I'm going to leave the business address on the profile with that address. And then for billing and everything else, we'll put, your actual home address. But I want to let you know that we'll send you an email to have James add Local Splash as a manager to that page. That way we can go in and optimize it and do the programming to get you guys on the first page. Also, I got the website approved for you, Rodney. So if you have a logo or pictures, examples of services, anything special that you want to put up on the website, let us know. I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over the client interview. And then once we get access to the Google listing, we'll attach the website that we're creating to that so that now that website will get the exposure that it needs to bring you business, right? Because it's also going
awesome.
To be ranking on the first page. Yeah, exactly. So let me just go back over here. Now, for billing, is it actually the Fields Air Toll Road, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
For billing, no, it's my Fields Air Toll Road.
It
yeah.
is, okay.
See, Google, when we tried to set up the Google, it would not allow me to set up a Google without a physical address, with
yep.
a business address, and a proof of like a Duke bill and all that kind of stuff. Google would not allow me to have a Google a thing. When he told me, when he was trying to set that up, that's why we had to put that address, we had to put the Duke bill and all that stuff. Whenever he did that, he couldn't put my address.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a good thing you had a valid business address then, because if not, Google might have just suspended the listing and you'd never get it verified. So he did
yeah,
a good
he could
job.
Never
yeah.
get going. Right.
Yep.
So
yep.
he had to go through a bunch of stuff to get that up and going, because
yep.
if I didn't have the business address, then he had to prove I had a business, in my name with a big separate, you know, location with the Duke Energy bill and Spectrum bill for internet, you know, all that kind of stuff to get it approved. Which I didn't realize you had to do all that. I'm thinking, Jesus, please, this is why I don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes it's so funny. People think, you know, oh, it's so easy. I could just do it myself. And once they realize all the intricacies and the hundreds of hours of programming, they're like, man, I'm actually saving money hiring someone because it would cost them more in their time spent, you know, to even do it. So.
It is. And then I get aggravated because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, rather get someone that knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? Because I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. That's like that old additive, you know, can I do my own taxes and can I mow my own lawn? Of course I can, but I choose to hire someone to do it. You know, it just makes it so much easier,
right.
You know, and then I know it's done correctly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not cutting your feet off. And
exactly. You're so right. So now, Rodney, on the actual credit card that you're going to be using, does it have your name or does it have the business name or both?
It's a business dev. It's a business card. It has my name on it, though.
It's your name, okay, but a business card. Any middle name or initial or just Rodney Mason?
Rodney Mason Jr.
Jr., okay. And then is it... Okay, you already said it's the same Fields Erdl for the billing. So is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's MasterCard.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5480-0609-2693-1801. Expiration 1126.
Okay, and the code?
066.
066. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Rodney, is go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Property Services Unlimited.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Rodney Mason, Jr., owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then, Rodney, for the client interview, we're triply booked for the rest of the day, but we do have one opportunity coming up in about 30 minutes at 5 o'clock your time. Would that work? If not, I'll see what we have open for Monday.
Yeah, give me a call.
Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because I got the free website included for you and I got you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up and that you're grandfathered into this rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, if you click on that, it'll take you to a
click
page.
On the link.
Mm-hmm. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. Then it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
You click here. Do I got to slide all the way down?
Yep, you got to scroll all the way down. You're going to see two little boxes that you have to check. Yep.
Type your name as seen above.
Type your name exactly the way I have it with the junior. So Rodney Mason Jr., I put JR. And then there's two boxes above it that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized and one to show that you receive text messages. When you check those, they'll turn into like a blue check mark. And then once your name's plugged in, you can hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So if you see that, then you know, okay, good. Then it went through. And don't worry about that username and password right now, Rodney. That will be provided for you at the client interview. But my whole thing is just making sure that the pricing gets locked in, okay? So you're all good to go there.
Name of Local Splash, username, password, login. So we're good to go then.
You're good to go. That means it went through. So thank you for that. And then lastly, the toll-free number for customer support is on the bottom of those texts as well. Also, we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. So let's say that you want to call in and you make an update or you have a billing question or anything like that, you just call that number and hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. Okay, so once you plug that 777 in, it'll ring to my desk. And yeah, so other than that, you should be good to go. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I mean, I know that you're absolutely going to love this, Rodney, and I pray that you have a very profitable year.
Okay, thank you. I hope you have a great year, and thanks for the call. And
of course.
You have a blessed day and a great weekend.
Thank you. You have a great weekend coming up, too, and then stand by. My technician will be calling you within the next 30 minutes or so, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, Rodney. Okay, take care now.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.